At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rick Pitino hired to be the head coach of the St. John's men's basketball program. This is, what, 6 years after he was fired by Louisville for a scandal. All right. I mean, it just is what it is. He, the FBI found out that they found him guilty in a bribery scandal. And that's just one of them. So he was fired by Louisville. Rob, it was kind of thought that, well, I mean, he's had a lot of chances. That was probably his last one. And then, he got hired by Iona, did a good job there. They got into the tournament, even though they just got beat, and now Louisville hires him and your panties are in a bunch about this.
They are, Chris. And I'm officially, you know, I'm from Jamaica, Queens, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Just like your wife.
Yes.
Jamaica,
yes.
Queens. And that's the home of St. John's.
Yep.
Which was right when there. I lived on 169th Street in Jamaica, Chris. It was within walking distance, St. John's, from my co-op apartment. So I'm familiar with St. John's. I covered St. John's. And right here, right now, I'm officially renaming St. John's University to Shame John's. It is now Shame John's University. Really? St. John, Rick Pitino? I get it. He's from New York. I get it. He can coach basketball. But to turn your head from all that Rick Pitino has done, Chris, he has so much baggage. Spirit Airlines would charge him $5,000 to check the bags. Everywhere he went, there was scandal. He had a, there was a situation where call girls were coming into the basketball dorm, Chris.
Well, let me go over a few of the things you're alluding to, because again, it was a little while ago, so some of our listeners might not be aware. Okay, the Louisville situation was where a federal bribery investigation alleged that an executive from Adidas, which sponsored Louisville at the time, agreed to funnel $100,000 to the family of five-star recruit Brian Bowen in exchange for Bowen's signature with Louisville. Okay, Patino was identified, Rob, in documents related to the investigation as a person who played a role in navigating the money to Bowen. He, of course, you know, said he was ignorant of it. And did he eventually admit what he admitted something, but you can get to that in a minute. But then before that, what you're talking about is one of his assistants was hiring prostitutes and strippers to entertain recruits on official visits. And somehow Patino, you know, kind of got out of that, but the assistant Chris. took the hit, Rob.
And Rick, but this guy was a grad assistant, Chris, making no money.
Right.
But he's paying for hookers and prostitutes to come on campus. Come on.
And you're not doing that without the head man knowing.
Come on.
First of all, to your point, you probably don't have the money.
You don't have the money.
Secondly, if you are doing that, think if you do that and the head coach has no idea. The house, you would be crazy.
Absolutely.
Because number one, he might not, you don't know if he's in agreement with that. You're not going to risk doing something like that without him knowing.
And how does that benefit him, Chris? That only benefits the head coach. It doesn't benefit him.
Right.
It doesn't even make sense. And then don't forget about the 2003 where the wife of an equipment manager there, Chris, at Louisville, his wife got sent to jail, was charged with extortion of Rick Pitino. You know why? Because she was trying to blackmail Rick Pitino back in 2003. The two had a relationship under the table of an Italian restaurant.
Right.
This woman became pregnant. Pitino paid $3,000 for her to have an abortion at the time, Chris. She was not married to the equipment manager at the time, but he also was paid an undisclosed amount of money to marry her. And the incident got even uglier when she accused Pitino of rape and all kinds of stuff and stated that Pitino lasted only 15 seconds and this whole mess. And here's the other part, Chris. Iona went out. I'm just reading
where did that come from?
That's in the story. But here's the other part. Iona gave him, Chris, they bent over backwards. People called in favors to get him the job out of Iona, right? Rick Pitino promised to keep his nose clean. He's not going anywhere. He just wants to coach again. As soon as things got good for him, he's out of there and leaving Iona in the lurch to get back to what he still wants, which is a big-time program, and St. John's is way bigger than Iona.
Right.
Shame on Iona for allowing this guy to use them. Shame on St. John's for going this route, Chris. Why? I get it. St. John's hasn't been anything. They weren't anything when Lou Carnesecca was the coach. They had four NBA players, including Mark Jackson and Chris Mullin and Walter Berry and Bill Wennington, Chris. I could go on and on and on, and they didn't win a championship. And they failed to make the tournament. I think Steve DeSega just said three times in the last 12 or 15 years, Chris.
Oh, yeah, they've been bad.
They're a bad franchise. I'm a bad program. Right. But to stoop to this because they're going for a name and Rick Pitino, who just should – if you're a parent, you got to wonder about this guy and his baggage. And if you're a university, you don't care about what he's done, Chris, for real?
Rob, I don't know if you saw Chris Rock's latest.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Stand-up.
I heard so much, I can't wait.
Yeah, and he talked about Will Smith, the slap, and more stuff. But it was called selective outrage. And Rob, this is an example of selective outrage. And there has always been selective outrage in this country, and there is today. And one thing, Rob, that's always upset me about the college situation, particularly in football and basketball, is that when kids, remember when kids, that guy Bruce Brown, the play, Brian Brown, whatever his name was, that, you know, he was shamed. Brian Bowen, the kid that was going to get the money, he never even really got a chance to you know, further his basketball career. He was shamed, and for so long they've shamed the kids. Think about Michigan, the 5'5", right?
It's about the kids, as if
they're shamed, right? I mean, obviously those guys went on to have, they're fine as far as their careers, but I'm saying, is there any record of them at Michigan?
No.
Making the Final Four 2 years in a row? Now, they erased all of that. They want to shame the kids, but yet when a coach does this stuff, he gets job after job after job. And it's the same thing with the transferring. Now coaches are complaining about the portal and kids can leave and there's no continuity and it's not fair. But coaches do it all the time. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to be honest. I just think our country in general, there's a lack of character. Like, I mean, Rob, let's just keep it real. You can go up to the highest political offices in our country and you see people with no character, people with scandals galore, both parties, Democrat, Republican, and they get away with it. And this is an example, obviously, at a much lower level, but it's selective outrage, and people like to jump on the kids and jump on the, you know, the young men, young athletes for not exhibiting character in certain situations. But you will hire a guy like this who obviously time after time after time has exhibited poor moral character.
No doubt. Shame Johns. Shame Johns University. That's what you've done. You've shamed your university by kneeling and bending because you think you're going to win an NCAA tournament, Chris, or some championship. That's what they care more about rather than setting an example for college-age kids to say, no, you can't just do anything, and we're not going to turn our heads to this. Shame on St. John's and those people for hiring Rick Pitino. And one other thing, Chris, real quick, tomorrow – you will not be arrested and in handcuffs and fingerprinted tomorrow, will you, in New York? Because they're getting ready. I just want to make sure.
No.
Okay.
Why?
I just hear a big-name guy might be arrested tomorrow. I just want to make sure it's not you.
Everything's not funny.
That's what they said.
Well, quickly, Rob, I was talking to a guy that works in the NBA today, longtime executive, and he has a background in law, and he was saying that, you know, in their training in law, there are several reasons you create laws, right? But one of them is to serve as a deterrent, okay? And we were talking about the Ja Morant situation, but Rob, that's the thing. Like a law or a punishment, I should say, is also supposed to serve as a deterrent. So when you do the type of things that Pitino has done and you get punished severely for it, it will deter, you know,
other people, right?
Others from doing it. But when you get rewarded time after time, where's the deterrent?
There is no deterrent. There is none. You could do whatever you want. There'll be somebody there, Chris, who's going to reach back and pull you up. That's what they do for those guys. Rick Pitino's hands are dirty, and yet they still shook his hands and gave him a deal, Chris, that he didn't deserve. There are plenty other basketball coaches. Rick Pitino's in his 70s. Enough
He's
already.
He's 70 years old. That's the other thing. Like
70.
First of all, he should be chilling. And the universe, you're hiring a 70-year-old man. I'm sorry, how good is he going to be at 70?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
The Los Angeles Lakers. And Rob, you went to their game Friday against the Dallas Mavericks.
Yes.
They lost a heartbreaker on a three-pointer at the buzzer by Maxi Kleber. And no Luka Doncic. Of course, they're without LeBron James. But still, that's a game you got to win. They did take care of business last night, beating the Orlando Magic behind Austin Reeves. Career-high 35 points.
Yeah, it wasn't as impressive when I looked and I saw that he had 40 free throws.
Yeah, he had 16, but he was getting to the line, though. I mean, I give him credit for that.
He had 18 free throws. I was just like, wow.
Hey.
That's a lot. That's all I'm saying. I'm not taking it away from him.
But he must have been, yeah.
I'm not,
well,
I'm
you just
saying.
Did. You said it wasn't that impressive.
18 free throws.
You've seen that before. You've seen guys, you know, get to the line.
Because he was only, he was like 9 for 14 from the field. I was
right.
Like, I looked, I just was looking through the box score because I was like, wow, 35 points. And I wanted to see where they came from. So that was.
Yeah, yeah. But really good game by him in a game they needed to win. Now, Rob, right now, they are the 10th seed. But it's so jammed. They're just a game and a half out of six. That's Dallas. And had they beaten Dallas, Rob, they would have the same record. And so.
Well, that was a big loss. That was a big loss.
Yeah, or they'd be a half game back. Well, no, they'd be 36-36, and Dallas would
Dallas
be
now has the tiebreaker, Chris. So that's the other bad thing about that loss. Dallas has the tiebreaker. So they finish with the best same record. Dallas gets the nod.
Because, look, I haven't thought that the Lakers are going to get the top or the sixth seed. The benefit, of course, of getting the sixth seed is that you avoid the play-in. And like we talked about last week, Rob, the format of the NCAA tournament, it just, and we're going to get into this, I mean, it just lends itself to upsets. And you saw a ton of them over this first weekend, two number one seeds beaten. And, so that's why you want to avoid the play-in. Granted, it can be two games for the, you know, the team with the higher seed has to lose twice. But still, anything can happen in a one or two game format. Just like you saw Friday night, Rob, a last second shot like that, a game you've kind of led the whole way, could end your season. And so they want to avoid that if possible, but I don't think they will. But I do think they'll make the play-in. Although, Rob, they're tied with Utah at number 11. They have the tiebreak, I believe, right now over the Jazz. That's why they're in 10th. But it's a tough, jam-packed LeBron there.
No LeBron. The report from Chris Haynes is that it's far-fetched. Was that the that was
not
the word?
Realistic?
Not realistic. I'm sorry. That he's going to return this season.
Right. And, of course, Darvin Ham, the head coach, said they do anticipate him coming back. So, well, here's what I want to ask
you. They want to sell hope, too. You don't want the players just be like, oh, it's done. He's not playing. You know what I mean?
Well, the players should – I mean, to me, if I'm a player, that doesn't affect me.
No,
obviously, we all know that they need LeBron to even have a hope of winning a championship or probably even a series. But – if I'm a player, whether he's coming back or not, I'm still playing just as hard to just get in the tournament, you know? Right now, they don't have the advantage. They've only played Utah once, and Utah won that game. So they would not have the advantage. They've played more games. That's why they're listed as 10th right now over the Jazz. So, but go ahead. Let me ask you this. Do you think that they have played well enough, the Lakers, without LeBron? So let's say, Rob, the last week of the season, he could play, but he's still hurt. He's still damaged. Do you think they need him to play to get into the playoffs?
No.
Do you think they've shown enough for him where he should do that?
Absolutely not. And here's the reason why. I don't think this team is going to compete for a championship. I think LeBron and you're rushing back a guy in season 20. Like, I don't look at that team as, oh, yeah, for sure, if LeBron plays, you got a chance to make a run and get to the final. I don't believe in that, in this team, even with LeBron being out this long and coming back. I just wouldn't risk it at this age. I would like to regroup and try to give it a run next year with a healthy LeBron, and I know, Chris, him trying to stay healthy the whole time.
Yeah, that's the
that's
thing
a part of it. But I'm not trying to rush back a veteran player like that with a chance of doing more damage. That's just me. This team, I'm not that big on this team.
Well, look, if he's hurt legitimately, he's one of the greatest players to ever play the game. I don't rush him back. But if he's not 100%, and can play, and he's willing to play. Like, I let him, look, at this stage, you know, LeBron's 38 years old in his 20th year. If he doesn't want to come back because he's not 100%, I'm cool with that, right? We got him under contract, you know, for the future, so I get that. But if he's okay, he's not 100%, but he can play, and he wants to play, I'm letting him play. Because I do think, Rob, that one, I agree, they're not the favorites in the West. But, Rob, in my 27 years of covering the NBA, I can't remember, I may be missing a year, but I can't remember a year where a conference was so wide open. So wide open. And while the Lakers may not be the favorite in the West, I mean, I can't sit here and say they don't have a chance. I'm going to go back down the line. Denver, poor defensive team. At best, mediocre. They've lost 5 of their last 7. I get it. It's a bad stretch. That happens. But the reason it's happening is because their defense is atrocious. And even when they were winning, the defense was at best middle of the pack. They're not scaring anybody. Sacramento playing great. You mentioned it earlier. Probably playing the best right now in the West.
They're 43-27. I get it.
We've never seen, Rob, a team come out of nowhere like this. Unless, you know, you added a star or two. And they didn't do that. They just got a new coach. They missed the playoffs the last 16 years, I believe. We've never seen a team do that and then go all the way to the finals. So I don't think they can win the West. Memphis obviously has issues. Maybe Ja will come back and he'll be on fire and they'll take off. Okay, but maybe. Maybe he won't. Or maybe that he won't play well. Maybe that this will, you know, mess up the chemistry or whatever. Phoenix, they're going to have Kevin Durant for, I don't know, 6-7 games together to going into the playoffs? And get this, they might meet this next team, the Clippers. Rob, if I'm Phoenix, the one team I definitely don't want to see in the first round is the Clippers. The Clippers, we know injuries are always a possibility with them. Russell Westbrook, how are they using him correctly? They had 1-3 straight where he didn't close in the fourth. And now they played him in the fourth, the last game, and they lost. And he even took the blame recently for a loss. They got questioned. Dallas, Rob, no defense. Horrible defense. Worse than Denver's. And Kyrie and Luka haven't played much together. Golden State can't win on the road. Like, those are – I'm not even going to go through the rest because OKC, Minnesota, they're not contenders. And then you got the Lakers who have questions as well. So I'm looking at that West, right? If I'm LeBron and their team, look, right, they got shooting. They've got defense. They fit together now with all the trades. If I'm LeBron and I'm able to play, I am believing we have a shot. Now, people might call it far-fetched, but let's play and see. Let's see where the ball bounces. Because here's the thing, Robin. Again, you alluded to this. Who's to say he's going to be healthy next year? I mean, Rob, how many times have you said, here's LeBron's time with the Lakers. The first year he plays 55 games, he's hurt. Was his groin, I believe. Second year, he plays essentially the whole season because it was a shortened season
right,
because
they had
of the lockout.
4 months off.
Right. They won the championship. The next year, he only plays 45 games. The next year, he only plays 56 games. And this year, he's only played 47. Rob, you don't get healthier as you get older. And so there's no guarantee he's going to be able to play more than half of next season. So I would go for, again, I wouldn't put him out there and I wouldn't go out there if I'm LeBron, if I'm really in harm's way. But if I think I can play through it, it's just some pain, then I would go out there.
Yeah, I'm just not as high on this team. I know it's better than what they had, but I'm just not that high on this team when I look at it. And, you know, you can make a case and question all the other teams there, but you could do the same exact thing with the Lakers and question.
Of course. They're one of the – yeah, right, absolutely. Right, they got the same questions. Right. But, I mean, this isn't like the East. Boston, yeah, they've been slumping, but you know what they're going to be. Milwaukee, you know what they're going to be. Philly is playing great. Like, Rob, there are legitimate questions about the Lakers and everybody else. So I would put him out there if he's able and take my chances. I don't expect them to get out of the West, but I'm certainly not fully writing them off. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369.
I just want to say I'm fully writing them off the way I wrote off Tom Brady and the Bucks. That's what I think of the
team. 2012?
No, this year. This year.
Oh, because you wrote off Brady in 2012.
No, this year when they played the
Cowboys.
Well,
you wrote off the Lakers already. You said they're not going to make the play-in.
Yeah, right. I'm sticking with that. I'm talking
All
about
right.
when.
Well, right now they're in the play-in.
Okay, right now. The season ain't over.
Yeah, but they're like a game and a half from not even being in the play-in, you know, from being
right
in the playoffs.
Well, but I'm
so I don't think you're going to be right about that.
All right, we'll see. I mean, there's like 10 games.
Ain't like you wrote off Aaron Rodgers getting traded?
No, I'm talking about.
Since you tooting your horn,
I'm just talking about the same.
Bring you down a notch.
No, I'm just trying to tell you the same way I said when everybody was picking the Cowboy. I mean, picking Tom Brady, and it was the same kind of thing. It's like, oh, don't count out Tom Brady. And I looked at that team all year. That's all I'm talking about is I never bought into Tampa Bay. I don't buy into the Lakers.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
Our next guest, former Oregon head coach, now Pac-12 Network college basketball analyst. We welcome in Ernie Kent. Ernie, welcome to the iCup.
What's happening?
Chris, Rob, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
We are great.
How about this great 316 we have set up?
Well, let's start there because is it great for the Pac-12? I mean, Arizona's out.
That's right.
And we talked to Eddie House earlier. We thought he might be excited as an Arizona State alum, and he said, nah, that makes the conference look bad. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's bad that they're out. Arizona has kind of been up and down on the road all year. They're great at home because they've had a great crowd. And I was really worried about them running up against the wrong team in this, but really thought they'd be ready to play because it's the NCAA tournament. And it sounds like, again, they kind of gave a performance like they've done a few times being on the road and not really focused in. Arizona State is another story. I thought for sure they were going to be able to close out that game because they're a team that plays with reckless abandon. They make tough shots. They play great defense. They had athleticism. They were my team in the conference I thought could make a surprising run. Unfortunately, they lose the game in the last couple of minutes. It cost the conference big time.
How about a school like Purdue, number one seed? They went down as well. A lot of people were saying they really weren't that good. Is that the way we try to justify it, or did they just choke?
Well, I'm going to justify it another way because I think you see this all through the tournament and certainly with the 14 of the 16 teams left. You know, people thought it was a bad thing, the portal in NIL. I think it's kind of leveled the playing field a little bit because you've always talked about, we've always talked about, that guy's a great coach, that guy's a great coach, that guy's a great coach. Well, there's a lot of great coaches out there. But the teams that got the better players tend to dominate in college basketball throughout the years, particularly at this time of year. And I just think players are more spread out now, and everybody can coach. 90% of the coaches at this level can coach. There's nobody that knows more than anybody else, and we all kind of beg, borrow, and steal from each other. And again, I just think they got caught by a well-coached team that didn't fear anybody and went after them, and they weren't ready to play. and end up getting beat. And that can happen. That happens to a lot of teams. Look at Virginia. Happened to them again as well, too. Right. Arizona's another team.
Do you also think that with, I mean, let's face it, the best, for the most part, players who are college age are in the NBA nowadays? And you even have a few, you know, going to the G League and Overtime Elite and things like that. And so a lot of the mid-majors, they keep their guys 3 and 4 years, and they may not be quite as talented as, like, these super freshmen and blue chippers, but they may be smarter, you know, because they've played longer. They may have better chemistry together as a team. I think those are factors why you see some of these non-blue bloods and maybe even mid-majors with a shot really to go deep or maybe even win it at some point.
Well, that's 100% because, again, the portal in NIL has guys jumping all over the place and jumping to different teams. So, therefore, you hit it right on the head also. You have a group that stayed together that can run their third and fourth option on offense that are more settled in on defense where they don't break down. They can defend you 9 out of 10 possessions. Everybody's where they need to be. A team that is reloaded through the portal, it's almost – become like junior college programs where we don't teach as much because guys are so new and they're in and out of the door so fast, and maybe you're limited and you're really focused on getting teams to play hard, play smart, and play together. But here comes that well-coached team, veteran players. Hello, UCLA. I don't think UCLA is one of the out of 76 top-level conference schools. They're the only one that didn't have transfers coming to the program. And that, therefore, they got great leadership, Tiger Campbell, Jaime Hawkins, but you've got some mid-majors that have that same type of leadership because they have stayed together and they don't fear. They don't fear the other teams anymore.
What do you think that Princeton, obviously they beat Arizona. They beat number 7 seed Missouri. They face Creighton, who's a good team, but they're the 6th seed. Like they're not unbeatable. You can imagine Princeton getting by them. Do you give Princeton, like, how deep do you think they could go in this thing?
I think Princeton is one of those teams that have caught fire and they play extremely smart, extremely hard, tremendous amount of energy. They play together, and they're on a roll right now. Now, can they be beaten? Will they go deeper? Well, you're coming up against a Creighton team that for years, Coach McDermott, they shoot the ball. All of his teams have been great scoring teams, and they defend you too, but they really get up and down, spread the floor. They play with a freedom that gives them an opportunity to shoot it. So they're running up against a team in Creighton now that can flat out shoot the ball all over the floor. So you may not run up against a team that's been limited before in some of their other wins. You can maybe shut down a guy or two, but this is going to be a difficult contest for them. Can they win it? If Creighton doesn't show up to play, you bet they can. But I would think coming down the stretch with all the defeats we've had and we've seen, I would be highly surprised if a coach did not have his team ready to play with so many examples around them about what happens if you don't come ready to play.
How can a mid-major, a smaller school, win the championship in college basketball? I mean, we know that we've seen a couple get there, but they've never been able to win. Is this maybe the year?
It's all about matchups. And if you hit the right team at the right time, it can certainly happen. Imagine if Butler was playing this year with that great team they had when Brad Stevens was there. That's a mid-major. You've got examples like that, but I don't think you can say they can't do it.
Well, they haven't done it yet. Yeah, I'm not just meaning they haven't. Yep.
Yeah, it just hasn't been done yet. But I never want to say anybody can't do it. You just never know. Maybe this is the year.
Of the teams left, and I don't know what your pick was going in, but who do you feel like kind of has that upper hand at this point or the favorite?
My pick going in was Houston and it was UCLA. I thought those were two teams because I thought Calvin – has done a great job with this team all year long. They had some injuries late. If those guys can kind of come back and play through those injuries, which they started to do this last game they're in, his team is a defensive juggernaut. They are a rebounding machine. They can score. They play tough. And they got a tough game with Miami because Miami's similar. They're physical and play tough and play hard as well, too. UCLA, and they got a tough matchup with Gonzaga, they kind of mirror each other, too. This is a very skilled, experienced team. Tyler Campbell doesn't turn the ball over. He makes shots, made big shots. You got Jaime Hawkins that is extremely well, that has played well through this whole thing. He matches up with Kimi very well. But this team, UCLA plays defense, and they're very good offensively, and they have good pieces all over the floor. So those were my two, but here comes Alabama. a team that nobody really talked about maybe early on, but another team that can score and they defend you. And that, to me, is the combination right there. Teams that can score the ball but can defend also, particularly when you talk about last 2 to 3 minutes of the game where it's crucial that you get stops.
Rob and I have talked about how, you know, with college basketball, the regular season just isn't as big as it used to be. Obviously, the hardcore fans and alums watch the regular season. But it seems like it kind of all comes down to the tournament for most casual fans. And this year, so far, it's been the highest rated, you know, first weekend ever. Do you think, because we kind of entered thinking there's kind of a problem. Yes, the tournament is hot. But until then, college basketball is kind of on the back burner where you remember, it's just we do.
Right.
Years, decades ago, college basketball was rivaling the NBA in terms of popularity and things like that. What do you think of the state of college basketball at this particular time?
You know, I sat in a meeting with TNT in Atlanta. Oh, it might have been 12 years ago. I was on the board of the NABC. And the talk in that meeting was about, with football, basketball, baseball, college football, college basketball, as a fan, where do you spend your money? You can't afford to go to all those different games, all those different events, because the prices are so high now. And everybody's trying to get creative how to get more people to watch their game. And then all of a sudden, you see where the NBA has changed and more freedom of movement. There's more scoring. There's more dunks, more threes, not as many fouls. They changed the game. And as a fan, I like it better that way than the days where it was a slugfest, defensive slowdown type of game. College basketball has always been a game that I think has been up-tempo. And with the new style of play that everybody wants to get up and down the floor now, spread the floor, shoot threes, put you in ball screens, it's created another level of excitement as well. And with the transfer portal, that's hurt college basketball in the sense that you don't get to see your guys go from freshmen to seniors. But on the other side of it, like you talked about, it's allowed Vince Majors to step up and play well and be exciting because they can play with the bigger boys as well too. So I think the state of college basketball is headed in a positive direction. Where they have to figure out, though, is where we go with the portal and the NIL. Because what's next for the NIL? Revenue sharing? Some of the big TV contracts? Is that the next thing that student-athletes are going to want a piece of? Nobody knows. It seems like there's no parameters on it right now, and we've got to get it under wraps, I think, so it doesn't take the game in a direction we don't want it to go in.
One last thing. Did St. John's call you before they gave Rick Pitino that golden parachute?
Hey, Rick Pitino, well, he's a New Yorker. I think he'll be great back there. So they made the right choice in that and going after him and everything. I thought Ed Cooley, the hire at Georgetown, was tremendous because he's another guy that I don't think has gotten enough credit for what he's done at Providence. He is a great basketball coach. Takes care of his kids, cares about his kids, makes them act the right way in the community, gets them to play hard, and coaches them up. He is also going to do a great job at Georgetown.
All right. Rick Pitino has too much baggage. I don't know if he can even get on a plane to go to New York with all that baggage. But
I would be remiss to not talk about, you know, your coaching change that took place at Kansas State and your coaching change that took place at Texas, and what a great job Rodney Terry has done at Texas and everything of turning that program around when they went through some adversity there. Those two teams have played really well, and I'd be remiss not to mention those two guys. Two first-year guys have done an incredible job.
All right, that's Ernie Kent, Pac-12 Network college basketball analyst. Ernie, thanks for joining the Odd Couple.
Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Have a good night.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.